Welcome to Unscripted. Quick note before we begin. The cast and crew will accept zero responsibility or liability for any decisions that listeners make after listening to us, be that good or otherwise. Honestly, people, do not take life advice from us, as we are not experts in anything useful. We're simply here to share our opinions and hopefully provoke thought and not wrath. And of course, if we hurt your feelings, that will be addressed at some point in life. But hopefully today is not that day. So listen responsibly and enjoy.
Welcome, people. You don't know. We are Unscripted.
As always.
Yeah, this is episode 10.
That's what we read.
Double digit to our clock.
Hey, how much posts are you doing?
Eh?
We record 10, but
six posts. Remember the ones? There were some.
Yeah.
Remember Mikey?
Yeah, just couldn't read.
Seven is a powerful number, still.
Yeah, there you go.
It is.
There you go. Oh, hey. You see that?
Well done.
So boldly,
well done.
You know what?
Yeah.
We'll do a quick introduction across the street. International reggae dancer superstar.
Yes, my crew.
The famous face, this is the most famous face among us now.
You know what I'm saying?
Plastered across national TV.
You know something like the famous face up there? Artist, what's the name?
You know, there is an artist by the name of famous. I don't, at least it's not.
Long time enough.
It's not Kayleigh's face.
Your face well known.
Alright.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. I have a known face.
And then the famous voice. The voice, right? Yeah. The voice, so we know for much. So that's Garth Williams and this is Ronnie Campbell. I am Coffee, and together we are Unscripted.
Crofts.
Unscripted Crofts?
Unscripted Crofts.
Crofts Unscripted.
Crofts.
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 Okay.
Carry on. Yeah, man.
No, when you refer to yourself in a plural, because you said Crofts, you could have just left out the S. Carry on.
Me, I don't want gambling.
Multiple Crofts. Personalities, man. Understand why I'm referring to you.
Yeah. But Coffee enough.
To be you're Coffee for everyone in here.
No.
I will fuck them on the car.
No, watch it.
Alright, cool. And for everybody who wonder who Monday is, he has a radio face.
Yeah.
which is why he's. Yeah. You can't run him an intro in here.
You got a cast star, right?
They say a ninja star flying across the screen.
You got them cast star.
Also, your ad could be here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Actually, did you see ad on the last episode?
Your ad could be here.
Monday ad was plastered right here on the last episode.
The following is brought to you by
Bing.
Yeah.
The preceding was brought to you by
Bing.
Hey.
That is it.
Talk. See that? Cool. Advertising. The man that got it right over there. Spend some money with us, people. Spend some money with us. Also, big up the people in what? Spread love.
Yeah.
And spread the joy of this podcast. Like, everybody will share it right now. When they see me in the streets, just walk up and beg me a thousand. I'm not a gear, but they can beg me.
The views expressed by Coffee are entirely his own. And do not reflect the rest of the production.
Don't beg me.
I'm not necessarily like a gear.
Yeah.
Don't beg me.
Exactly. The people don't beg. And them that beg you, them small money. Like,
hey, people think they're rich?
Them know him rich.
No, hold on, bro. People think they're rich, Craigity?
I hope not. I don't know what them think.
Anybody may have tiger, baby tiger, Africa.
Yeah.
The people with money have them blood, you know.
You know much of tiger milk?
Tiger milk?
I don't know, but I'm assuming it's expensive. But you think people would assume you're rich as
me?
Dancehall artist, tiger.
What one?
Eh?
Wow.
Real genius.
Tiger
milk.
Tiger,
in my life?
You want to carry the argument, bro?
Hey, taxi, hey.
Hey,
Patsy, are you young? If people think you're rich?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess.
She not a blood bond, say best me.
Don't think. I know. Like,
Romeo Virgo said, I am rich in pants.
Right?
They say rich pants.
Mm-hmm.
No, about you.
No, people might see me and think that, but I guess rich look out something different to you.
Absolutely.
Is it me?
Merchant love and family.
If Richard Brands rich, that name.
Rich Dama.
Who gives a shit?
Right.
That rich there.
It does have a look in.
Yeah. Eh? Rich have a look?
It have a look, man.
Rich
it has a demeanor.
Rich has neither.
No? So,
nah. I mean, I've met all different, I shouldn't say all, but many different types of levels of richness and wealth.
Mm-hmm.
two separate things.
Two very separate
reach things. Reach the over here, sir.
Oh, well, the one next different.
Once you can differentiate the two, that means.
LeBron James.
That means a.
LeBron James rich.
Yeah.
The guy, one of the Lakers. The guy with peer. LeBron James.
Wealthy. Yeah, but they look very, very different. Sometimes very ordinary.
And sometimes
just not so flashy. Yeah. You know what I mean? Some people are going to probably wear some clothes with Avon, some Holy Pan, known brands, whereas other people invest or show off or the level of flashiness is a brand of yacht.
There you go. There you go.
Isn't it? Our brother used to go to high school with, and he works in the oil industry.
Stinking rich.
Right? And when he got a job with BP, British Petroleum, and paid him quite handsomely, and him buy a nice little boat, you know, and we end up go to Maiden Key one Sunday and thing, and I said, oh, this is it. The man have staff, but boat and thing. And I said, yo, no, yo, what is this?
Turn up.
Yo.
And they reach out there and say, I'm bored.
No. He said to me, show me pictures, as a matter of fact. When he went to school in Germany, he did a graduate degree in Germany for related to some oil rating, whatever thing. Name of the discipline. Anyhow, he went to school in Germany with a brother from United Arab Emirates, who his father is some proper person. See?
Stinking rich.
And you would keep like a reunion for all the class, the cohort and team. So after him having like a boat and which he very well should.
Yeah.
And him reach the youth paid for everybody's plane tickets. Accommodation, transportation,
light work,
the works.
Yeah. That tell you a lot. See? Before you reach them.
All right. And they went on his father's 210-foot
yacht.
See? And they must have theme yacht could have fit but diet there. So multiple times.
And that's what I was saying. Rich and wealth really.
But, I must say, you know, you kind of put it in a perspective for you.
That's how I'm going to chase material things.
When you're rich, you feel good about buying a yacht and you tell somebody, see there. When you're wealthy, you buy a yacht and you simply say, yeah, it's all right.
Yeah.
So the question is, because I've come to the realization that in life, every time you think that you are...
You reach so many, there's another level to it?
Precisely. That at the end of every level is the beginning of another level.
Ladder.
And yeah, so because at the peak of Tioke's fame,
yeah,
we used to do some things.
Right.
Granted, the peak of the fame wasn't the peak of the money, right? First thing I speak of, but anyway,
all right.
But at the peak of the fame, me still say artists nowadays were very, very famous and accomplished, so to speak. But they'll reach this yet. But me still, I remember stories of my uncle used to tell. My uncle used to play drums in the inner circle.
Oh, cool, no?
The man that used to forget care and doesn't know what the care is, just buy another one.
Bonneville.
This accident. Bonneville and them. Yeah, same time frame. Same group of people. Yeah, same man. Group of friends.
Same something. Though.
Like them we just park, them we just buy a Jaguar or a Mercedes, drive it go a girl yard, have to run left a girl yard because the girl man come on.
Right.
Call them bridging and say, yo, pick me up around here, and pick up and then forget which girl yard the car there. And just go buy another one. And the car is there and rotten. Drive one time. I never remember.
I forget about it.
Yeah. No, they don't remember. So the vehicle did it. Now, you have man with them something with yacht with boat, you know. Last boat. Park it and say, right, you know, which part of the vehicle? And them see them coming somewhere and fly out.
Right.
And there's no member. Well, I guess they must have a captain.
No ear tag.
Yeah, kind of
no ear tag, no, no, right, no stuff.
Bro, the things that matter to you, when you have a certain amount of money, the things that matter to you are not material.
Right.
So you acquire them, not frivolously and foolishly, but you acquire them and you move on to things that affect you or one way or the other in a different way.
Right.
Right?
It's
one of the reasons why the more money you have going up is the more houses you want to have.
No, my boy, man,
and them sit like, there no, and nobody no don't live in there.
There's no line, but I think...
Then now when you reach a certain amount of wealth, you either part company with somebody's houses or any house that exists is a house that earns something because money have a difference. You give away more money when you're wealthy than you would when you're rich.
No,
when
what I'm trying to say is that there's no line of demarcation. In other words, you will, at the top of any level, you will also be at the floor of the next level.
It's like an
infinite. With everything, but with everything, it's not just money, you know.
That's true.
Education, everything.
Right, which carry me back to the realization that really and truly, is just you. So you are always wealthy. You are always rich. You are always poor at the same time. It's really just
mindset. What is the end of the journey, Greg?
There is none.
No, there is the end.
Yeah,
the end of, so the moment you are born, the journey begins.
Why?
Well, because in the end, even if you are standing in one spot simply moving up and down, the journey only ends when you die. How much you learn, that's up to you. How much you earn, that's up to you. How much you share, that's up to you, and so on.
Largely up to you.
But your journey.
Yeah.
There is no man, like a Bill Gates. Bill Gates never got to a point where he look at the money and he sit down and he's looking up in the ceiling and he have to do something with it. When I spend the time with it or whatever,
the great. The man that we're here about,
it's a journey.
The Gates, the Musk. Do you really believe that these three men are the three richest men in the world?
Absolutely not. They're the three richest men as far as records.
No,
public records will allow.
No, certain public records.
And there are people that will make them know that.
There's a structure within Forbes, you know. Forbes is not for everybody.
Right.
Forbes is for those who pay through certain channels that you can check.
We're straight into a money conversation, but
no, it's not so much a money.
More going to the conversation where weeks ago was Valentine's
Day.
That's
February 14th.
Recently, yeah. February 14th was Valentine's Day.
Okay, so all right. Yeah, man.
And God shared a story, God. May I ask you if I share this story?
Yeah, man, sure, no problem.
God shared a story which it prompted what I believe is a valuable discussion.
Right.
How far
for us to have as men.
No.
That too. For us as men and for even the women who will be tuning into this to watch this.
So Valentine's Day, I decided to move around with a taxi rather than driver.
Mm-hmm.
And the cab driver.
Rich people thing, didn't it?
Shut up. Driver said to me that he'd made 7 deliveries, right? He was asked by 7 different men to make 7 different deliveries to 7 women. Independent women. See? And of the 5 of the 7 women who received gifts did not initially know which boyfriend sent
This particular gift.
See? So him said one answer to me say, him go, a nail tech. And him go into the nail, the salon, whatever. And like him would say, I have a delivery. Stacy, who named Stacy. So of course I had a nail tech them, celebrate and whatnot. And them were fast in the Stacy business. So anyway, walk up to her and give her this humongous bunch of roses.
Mm.
Dozens, literally dozens of roses. In a bouquet, and she accept it and him say, oh, your boyfriend say, me forget this. Mm-hmm. And she say,
boyfriend?
Who?
Which boyfriend is that? Like she try, figure it out. So like, when I say twice, I don't say, you know, say coffee. Yeah. And she say, oh! Right? And big smile and whatever.
She oh, him. Oh, nice.
And thing, and like, when I think about it, and I can share some other instances, different places, different types of professions and whatnot, and the fact that these women just apparently, right, had more than one boyfriend or man, Zin. But each of the man them, I said to him, say, okay, me woman this.
You ever wonder why? You ever wonder why the day after Valentine's Day? Would that be the Monday after
the weekend? Yeah,
or the next day in the week? You ever wonder why so many flowers are at work? You know, these women drive. You think it's because they didn't have a way to transport these flowers home? No. Mm. But when coffee goes to our house tonight and see flowers sent to her, given to her by Craig.
Or even without a name attached.
No. So leave the flowers at work.
Safe space.
It's no, part of the strategy that.
Because there's no discussion about it.
A man style that, man.
No,
or a style.
A human style.
Oh, yeah, really. You are keep your flowers at work?
No, man, a man do them something.
Me know the woman that do care.
Me know the woman that do. No, man. Woman like suave. A suave, them a suave at work, you know.
There's a more. But it's also.
It's a little bit of both.
It can be a little bit of both.
But I'm like, the more you know to say, I'm gonna buy her something.
But you know, it meant that was strike me out of the whole thing. See? Like, me think about it. We always, you know, we hear people demonize men. Women, a lot of women demonize men. I won't say most women do that. So I'll say a lot. Zin, a lot of women demonize men. And some men demonize women too. Right? But
you got them wicked.
Yeah.
I thought the same thing. More cute. That's something. Them girl, they're wicked.
You know what? You know, I'm really thinking about though. We have an epidemic of infidelity.
Yes.
And that strike me the most. No.
Sorry.
Who name we?
What?
Your reason that it's an epidemic. Or your reason that infidelity is a serious cause of concern. In which society you really appreciate.
No, never said we. Hold on. Wait. Yeah.
Finish your sentence.
I said what I said.
Understand.
And I'm willing to entertain different opinions on the matter.
Well, no, never reached
no, but you said so we.
You said the country.
You said we.
No, we said we. Okay, but
who is we?
We're setting about Jamaica. Right. I was just thinking Jamaica, to be honest. But
Jamaica, I agree with you.
I realize that it's not obviously it's not unique to Jamaica. Even
I agree with you. I would have established this based on the paternity.
By the way, I'm not.
That's a different argument.
I'm not knocking it necessarily, you know, because I say it exists in, so I would say, it's a pretty popular thing. Hold on. But we've all seen in different spaces and at different times, right? That.
Tough, yes, sir.
You might be.
Only we've all seen.
All right. Tell me something I never see. For example, a man we can't hold him out a certain way when he find out him and get born. Zin, yeah. And decide to take out him frustration upon the lady. Sometimes in it results in a fatality.
Yeah.
Mm. Other times it does not, but there's significant injury. Mm. Zin, can't hold him harder. And sometimes, yeah, him take out she and take out himself too.
And you know, it's a natural progression.
No, brother.
Let me make a point.
Don't go down one road and tell me about something else when you're not finished. The man can't hold him harder. That have nothing to do with infidelity.
What you mean?
Bro, I hold him a man there with one woman them whole life and can't hold it. What you say to me? So, defend your argument about infidelity and this epidemic and then you move on. Because you start off
so with me. So what you would have called?
So alright.
What would have called what?
So if not so, an epidemic, what is it that you
find? You disagree with the fact that we have people
rampant infidelity?
Just out here that's does that dash out them body?
Let me ask
you. Are you disagree with that?
How you come to determine that one it's the epidemic. And
two,
with society we are looking for.
But before we
Jamaican society, the one where we have the smallest country in the demographics. The highest number of paternity fraud. You know where paternity fraud comes from?
Jack, it is not solely about infidelity.
It's about what then?
Hold on.
Misassigned paternity is about what?
Did you listen carefully? So, I tell you that I'm a master at words, you know, sir. You know English. I master words.
All right.
I said to you.
See where you are going with this.
Solely. Hold on. Did you hear the use of the word?
Infidelity.
Solely because jackets are a result of infidelity.
So when I tie the two together, I say, yo.
I could run infidelity for the next 100 years. A woman could have run it for the next 100 years. And it don't mean so she get pregnant argument jacket anywhere else. Jacket behavior is careless behavior. Infidelity don't you might see it as reckless, it don't mean that it's careless.
So we're not saying
hold on. Morality and the results of immorality are two different things. So what you're doing is trying now to put the same thing in two different directions.
Is
there still an unbalanced ratio between women and men in the country?
Absolutely.
Barely skewed to what side?
2 to 1
It's like 56% of the population are woman.
Oh.
56%
is woman.
And if you break it down now into things like education and these things, the percentages are roughly balanced.
What about 56? I'm like, the gap is not that massive.
Okay. And has the number of women with multiple partners increased or decreased?
No, that is we don't have no census to officially confirm that, so we can't only guess.
I guess
about the infidelity epidemic.
Of course.
But I said it's anecdotal, but it's so damn popular.
You made a statement that we've come to the point where we have an epidemic
infidelity. I think so. Obviously, it is not a scientific.
It's an assumption.
Now you understand why I said to you from the beginning. So explain to me where we're going.
So why you believe so that is something different? That may I try to get you to explain to us?
Because by virtue of, if I need to draw for the amount of jacket to substantiate the amount of infidelity, that's like me deciding that guess what happened now. We have problem with alcohol simply because we have alcoholics.
According to the World Bank, in 2023, Jamaica's population was 50.4% female and 49.6% male.
Yeah, so it's not even that great.
It split down the middle.
According to who, you said?
World Bank.
Okay.
And it's not
What's the population numbers that they use? What we're trying to do with the use stats on our population in particular, don't even have a true reflection and have not had it for a long time, what our figures are, because we don't have an account or we're unable to give account for our true numbers as a society.
So World Bank would get that information from
stats. There's about a million people who are under the grid.
That changed the facts of them.
I really
it has been widely announced that the man named wicked. I'm now in the space where I want to balance out the conversation for you. So you say, yo, people fuck up. Expect people to be people. So no, not because of your woman. Don't think.
Isn't that an next man woman?
She infallible. Yeah, you know what I mean? Right. She could be a next man woman too.
Right.
Could.
Outside of your mother, there's been a woman. You growing up.
First of all,
has there been a woman that you've ever always swear for morning, noon, and generally speaking, a mother alone, generally in Jamaica, we put on that level there for say, yeah.
Where's she really do that?
Generally. Other than that,
Granny, big up, man.
Other than that, a fool, we fool ourselves in our teens, with early 20s, and so on, because the older you get, the more you realize the things you do with women who have man.
But why is it a
the same thing women do with you? It is what it is.
Why concern me?
The epidemic.
No, I mean, let me tell you, because I've seen what the result of it can be based on the mental stability or instability of some people and the trouble with them go through. And like I said, some people don't know who hold them other.
You understand what I'm saying? Infidelity caused that,
no,
bro.
No, no, Rodney, I did not say it was a causal thing. I'm not saying that. I'm simply saying.
But you're
saying,
speaking to it.
Because
and I'm saying.
And I'm, no, hold on.
Hey, Rodney, you're going to make God cause bumble.
No, man, no, 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 no,
I need him to, because what is. I understand what God is saying.
I want to tell him.
No, no, I understand what God is saying. I need him to substantiate the argument.
No. Personally, because I don't like the idea. Me would rather, Zane, we change whole heap of things about how we grow up and learn about relationship and them something. Zane, my thing is this. Can we function off straight up honesty? Zane? Because for me, right, I feel like people should be able to speak honestly about what them desire. What them want, Zane, and the flip side of it, other people should be open to receiving that level of honesty. Let me give you a quick example, Zane. Now, you will hear enough women say, them not like when man approach them certain way, Zane, because if you say, yo,
begging a fuck,
thanks.
Lend me a boom boom for 20 minutes, eh?
That's long, but yeah, Zane, but beg your fuck. Oh.
That's loud.
You mean enough time away, bro?
It's 20 minutes at all.
I thought
you're referring to them on that word.
No.
Sorry.
Yeah. But they were kind of long sentence. Yeah,
sorry.
So you stick with just beg your fuck.
Right. But no, if a man said that to a woman, a woman will say, yo, he only see me as an object, he only see me as a whatever sexual conquest. Okay, fine. But miss, a man who uses more eloquent, less direct means of communicating his sexual desire for you could still see you as a sexual conquest and nothing more. Count your blessings, say the man will be honest with you. And I'm not saying every man for just go to the honest, blah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right. And the right man,
but
the right man can say the same thing and she's not offended.
That is it. Because it's only harassment if you don't want it. So, but that's true, right? But
bang, bang, bang.
Count your blessings, right? Count your blessings for the honesty. Now, the flip side of it is be open to honesty, because I hear what now, ladies. And every man will want you, you want them back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So just be willing to understand how it go. It's a double-edged sword. You see me?
You see?
And a woman can be honest with a man and say, oh, here we are going differently still. You know, say, if you're going to give the frontier, you have to give me some money. You see me?
Yeah.
Transactional.
What? Transactional. Yeah. And just be honest about it.
So
and if it's just not
honest,
your thing, it's just not
so,
your thing.
So the ability to manage honesty would help to make those who react badly in certain circumstances manage these circumstances better.
A little better.
All right.
Hopefully.
Do you think a violent man is only violent in certain circumstances? Or we label him a violent man. Is it because he's only violent when him see dog around by the street? I'm only violent when him see certain people.
When him see a man I sleep with a woman.
He can't. The man who is violent in that moment.
As I about to say to him.
If he's not violent otherwise, is he a violent man?
Rodney.
Hey, what?
Don't know. And
no,
you
no,
say,
no,
hold on. Rodney, we didn't look at wordsmith ways.
So we left honest.
No.
Hey, but what I'm saying.
Being,
gents,
I'm saying to you that a man who care, and I repeat it, a deal.
No,
care,
but
a man who care hold him order.
Yeah.
With If a woman has an issue, it's a man who can't hold him order. It's not infidelity that made him a man.
Nobody suggested
a man manage finances, him can't manage
Rodney's not wrong.
Pressure, him can't manage certain.
So in that
don't
same
use
thing,
infidelity as the foundation for his inability to have a structure.
But yeah, everybody has so, a thing. Everybody has something that will push them over the edge. We understand this. And what I'm saying is, in the same vein, in the same vein, what I'm saying is, regardless of how you feel about it, you might like honesty. Right. And you might think you can handle honesty. Until the 17th time she comes to you and she say, hey, the doctor this morning, you know. You know, at some point, you might think enough is enough, and you might say, you know what?
Listen. All right.
But you might deal with it in a different way.
Honesty doesn't work like that.
I was about to say that. I don't think honesty is necessarily the answer. Right. It's in an ideal world it would be. Yeah, but we don't live in an ideal world.
This is not a utopia. So honesty is something that should only be had between you and yourself. That is the only place true honesty
to really thine own self.
Be true. Now, I am not saying that you should be dishonest. That is a completely different thing. You should, by all means, attempt to speak the truth at all times. But that is if you're going to speak, you don't throw your seeds to swine. It's not everybody can handle honesty. It's not everybody can understand things, because everybody speaks based on their own spiritual, psychological level of knowledge. And if you're not speaking to somebody that is on that level of knowledge, then it don't make sense to say certain things. So it's not like you're being dishonest, and it's not like say you're choosing not to be honest. It's just that you understand that right there, so it don't make sense for plant no seed desert because nothing naga grow and nothing good naga come from it. So it's not.
And your honesty might also have a bias.
I'm not agree with that honesty thing.
Honesty might also have a bias.
No, but I agree and disagree at the same time.
I don't know what to say.
Because as long as
you can see where it serves its purpose.
Which is why it is important.
But that's why a lot of these women don't tell the man them say
that is why it is important for a man to seek companionship from somebody who is on a level that they can communicate clearly and freely with. As freely as possible.
Alright, so I'm gonna show you something.
Outside of that, yeah.
Alright, watch for me. Zane. A couple of things. Must have a few things. Let's see how quick we can just read about
brevity.
One.
Brevity.
We're given this. we're sold this thing from religion and I come up, sometimes directly, sometimes indirectly, where we're supposed to grow up, find the one, unite,
and
have this thing. Not recognizing that path is not for everyone. It can't work. Now, the flip side of that is, every man can't have a bag of woman. And every woman can't have one man alone. Some woman are gonna have a bag of man, some man are gonna have one woman alone. Some woman are gonna have one man, and some man are gonna have a bag of woman. It varies. See? It's another one thing. The next thing is, when you talk about honesty, see? Two people, there's an attraction. See? And wanna have a certain discussion if you see how one can manifest this attraction into some kind of united relationship. See? The honesty for me comes from that space when I discuss certain things. You understand me? Because if as a man we know yourself properly and know say yeah, gyalis. Met the woman know say, oh, here we are going. Miss Jen, like you, you know. But
as a mistake. She'll learn over time.
No, don't say that because here we are.
In time she will learn.
No, and in time she will learn coffee and that's the problem.
Experience
because,
teacher.
No, bro.
You know what experience has taught me? Over the years.
No. Be willing to lose out upon a woman because you make her know, say, if me and you get involved, may I have a bag of girl with you? Shut up, Bundy. Yeah, because hear what? Zane, you have some woman, we can deal with that. Some woman say, yo, oh, All right, I'm
can
cool.
Can I respond to this?
Bro, your honesty is subjective to your moment. Because the same girl where you tell say a girl is today, yeah. is the girl with 6 months time you look on and say,
will
you
marry me?
You know me kind of done with my girl.
Yeah.
So what now?
Yeah, the girl is again.
No, now that you have changed your honesty, oh shit, you forget, it's changed. You change your honesty, no, you know.
Oh, change your honesty.
Of course you change your honesty.
Which
tells you that your honesty is only good and true.
That's the moment.
You're not changing your honesty. You are still being consistently honest. What has changed
is your position. I understand.
That is what has changed.
We don't know.
All right, watch this.
Honesty not changed though.
Sign changes.
Is it everything that you have seen?
It's good to change positions.
Is it everything that you have seen?
But
you bring us to one.
You're still okay. Yeah. That's what she said.
Within 20 minutes.
So, everything that you have seen. You start out with people, there's this message, there's this programming. Get up, go to school. When you're done school, you get a job. When you get a job, you find a wife.
Yeah.
Right, and it's a one-size-fits-all solution for everybody's life. Right. Everybody aspires to do the same thing.
Right.
When we become grown enough and we're able to think for ourselves, we realize, I really do not want that for myself.
Right.
I don't like how that, it not fit me.
Yeah, this mold
as an individual.
Yeah.
So I will go and I'll do my own thing. No, not a lot of people are able to think for themselves. And that's how they know. Everybody are trying to force themselves into this mold of society create.
Right.
So they might do this thing and they might say, yeah, see, I have my person, yeah, so, yeah, I'm married. But you have fuck 17 men around the corner. Like, more people to be comfortable enough to be honest and say, yo, me, I live my life. But you might not agree with more, oh, me, I live my life. But
you
your life.
But you don't have to advertise how you live either.
People will pay attention.
I'm saying you don't have to advertise.
And you don't have to advertise, but people will pay attention.
Oh, so you don't have to be rude.
Because we have people who are intrusive. Yo,
so you don't have to be rude and honesty.
Yo, we move past the honesty conversation. Can we?
It's not my conversation. It's his.
You have changed the nature of the topic. Because all I talk about is...
Him don't want God required to answer the question. All right,
after, answer, but no, we need to go over it.
After this.
You know what I mean? And I think that's where we are. Where we are saying, that situation and all because people not be real with themselves. You know what I mean? You find yourself in a situation here. Yeah, you like your husband. You love your husband. But your husband not fully satisfy you. So you go outside and you find the man where you carry dancing or whatever it is. I don't know what it is. But hypothetically
check
speaking.
Check out your husband now.
Right. You hide this part of you because you can't be true to yourself, honestly. Mm-hmm. And because you can't be true to yourself, you can't be true to your partner. And because you can't be true to them two people, you have to hide everything where you do because what? Everybody else from the outside are going to see and it might get back to your person. So you see, as soon as you can be honest and real with yourself and then be real with your partner, if you can be, then more than likely you can live your life comfortably enough if you worry about living somebody else's
life. If you remember when you meet her and she have a man, and she tell her, say, you check a box for him don't check. She fucking honest with you. So you say, no, when she do the same thing, you say,
no, don't be surprised.
The girl not honest with you. She did fucking tell you who she was from day one.
Listen.
So she's no longer dishonest. That means I tell you, are you dishonest? Figure take her up on this side, say.
Sure.
So what you know? Okay. All right, so I'm going to pivot. Same conversation.
All right.
Because this is going to lead now into the next thing.
Yeah,
who this them style, your feelings, them
this style, what we see in our modern times. Anybody see Neo recently?
Neo?
We see Neo perform.
Oh, the artist.
Yeah,
oh.
The artist. Not the youth in the Matrix. The biggest singer youth. Alice already asked them.
Oh,
they want to sing a song like Cartel song.
Yeah, that you know. We jump on Cartel and Spice with him. You know what I mean? Yeah. We jump on Cartel and Spice with him with enough self. Anyway, that you get you know. What's up, Oops? What do you see the man that perform? Side stage, the boss of, I'm not a girl here. Two of them nice. You have three girlfriends or three wives. Two of them?
I'm more a girlfriend.
Nice.
Yeah.
One of them is about a 7.5. In my estimation. And she not really suit my physical, you know what I mean?
Preferences.
Preference. However, that's about Nia is winning. As you get to that place.
Is he though?
Because he's living his life, what do you mean?
He's not living for nobody else.
No, what
guys, I'm sure you have people who have turned up their nose and whoever, you must have lived in a white people country. I'm sure enough for the white people.
A man who have a one woman, not live?
No, I mean, if that's what you want, of course you live.
No, no. Rodney.
If that's what you want.
Well, no.
At your core.
No, hear me, you know?
Then of course you'll leave.
You play what? Devil's Advocate?
I'm Rodney, me, I play right now.
What do we think about this type of situation?
Polyamory.
That's the word.
What does that mean?
When you as a person have more than one partner and everybody know about the whole thing. So
it's sex.
It's three people. Sometimes the three people do have sex in
them. Hold on, the polyamory.
So it's not sex, it's just a relationship. So it's
polyamory. The kind of armor you wear.
I'm the poly one, man.
I don't understand what it is.
So it's like, all right.
No.
It exists in these spaces.
You can find the official definition.
But in these spaces, like Neo, he has his girlfriends. All three of them know that. Listen, this man, three of them are him. One of them said that are for them, man. Him said them three are for me, woman.
Right.
All are we in a relationship together. One might cook, one might clean, one might bedroom.
Them have roles.
You know what I mean? Everybody have them role. Everybody
it's a consensual relationship where people have more than one romantic or sexual partner at a time.
It's a team and them work together. No, that no means so like say, that means I'm sleep with all three of them at the same time in the same bed.
Right.
They might sleep with one tonight, one tomorrow. We don't know them already. They might never sleep with one of them.
But they all agree. There's agreement across the four of them.
A sudden set up them team.
The four of them are in a relationship.
Do you think instead of us running around and hiding and doing the things with the woman, them are the weird shit, she don't know which boyfriend send the roses, bring her. Instead of taking that approach, do you think polyamory is something that people could probably explore in our society and say, you know what? Yeah. Because we know some girls right now that have about 7 boyfriends.
It's just 7 different men, 7 different men. Pardon the pun, but I just literally I hit that.
Sound like fucking to me.
It's
sound like fucking to me. Let me tell you. First of all, and the reason I said that is because I saw that same video clip, and to me, I never seen it. I seen Neo. Chops one girl here, which is a small piece, but not on yardies.
That's a big. Yeah.
So I didn't see any form of emotional attachment. I didn't see any form of.
But that doesn't mean it's not there.
I didn't say it was or wasn't.
Has he declared?
But what I'm saying is, yes. But what I'm saying is that in other words, is a lot to make people talk, but. In other words, I could do that tomorrow and put out that I'm polyamorous, whether I really am or not.
How would Mrs. Thompson feel?
No, why would you do that?
No.
Because I'm saying, I'm not talking about the image, you know, I'm talking about the actual lifestyle.
Yeah, right.
Like, do you think...
No, but what is...
Remember, the man said they're my girlies, bro. Remember, say, we live in a society where the man said they're my girlies. You would want to live in a house with three women, we say, yo, them three women... Remember, you have to remember the headache you have in your house with one woman.
Listen, Neo is not living in a house with any motherfucker.
Coffee? Come on!
Neo is an international multi-platinum recording artist and songwriter. He's not living in a house with no one. He's all over the place. He's not in any one place for any extended period.
Great. We're not talking about
Neo. He's not.
We're not talking about Neo.
Yes, and
we're not talking about Neo specifically. We're just saying, lifestyle is not something for you.
But the picture that you are painting is not the reality that is presented in front of you. Because you're looking at that artist that is probably the first time I'm seeing them in probably 6 months.
Travel with them everywhere.
No, hold on. Right.
But what I want you to imagine, let me change the image. Don't imagine Neo.
Man, live polyamorous life in a one house.
Don't imagine Neo.
Hold on. The point I'm getting at is. You're painting a picture of everybody in an understanding and getting along and understanding.
Right.
Yeah, content as well.
And I'm saying, is that something that sounds attractive to you? Wait, here I'm not gonna change it now.
No, no, imagine asking me if it's all
no, imagine, okay. Imagine you're a lady I go out and you say, yes, you want to eat. You know the headache will come with that question. Every man is supposed to know the headache will come with that question. No. You know, you're not a problem there.
I don't have it.
No?
No.
Bro. Yeah, anybody have you have daughters?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You ask your daughter what you want to
eat? Yeah.
But they yeah. always know.
Yeah.
No, not always.
I mean, yeah, but it's never like a headache.
But ask her, you know, ask her if she knows, she knows. If she don't know, then you're fine.
What I'm saying is,
how I deal with it.
Imagine that type of tricky situation times three.
Let me tell you what everybody's doing.
Yeah, if you run your show bad, man, you don't in at the show. Run
precisely.
The show.
What everybody is doing is using their own personal experiences.
Right.
And superimposing that and multiplying it by three or however much them see presented in front of them. That's what everybody is doing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So the impressions that people are having and the impressions that people are painting. Yeah, are not necessarily what is happening. You don't really know what the relationship is like. You don't really know what is happening. You don't really,
but
maybe you couldn't manage it. Maybe it would have been stress and headache for you. But maybe it wouldn't
the feel like the kind of money Neil have, I personally think that he has
him.
The capacity to live well with five women, live well with one, live well with a harem. Great. I don't think his ability to do it with his potential and money can apply to how the average man can get it done because it's difficult for a broke man have three women in the house.
I've actually seen
if a man is going to work, as that is what Neo is doing, he's going to work, he's going to perform, he's going to write, and going on him writing sessions, him traveling to work.
Right.
If a man is going to work and traveling with him three women, then something wrong.
Why?
You have too much time.
Fuck is wrong with your work? It's bumbuckler to work and home is fucking home. What is wrong with you? You don't carry your home to work every bumbuckler day and you have three different homes? Fuck you talking.
So why you're super
imposed? Right.
Why are you superimposed your beliefs on the man's life?
Hold on a second. Because work is work and home is fucking home.
How much song if you write when you have your three girls?
Not for you.
All right, so
what are you?
No creative is gonna say that. You can't have the same motivation every day in your life.
They are his
muse. Different girl every day is motivation.
You can have three
girls. The same three girls.
Exactly.
No.
If three girls is your muse, then three girls is your muse. But if you are creative, it can't be the three same bumbleclad girl.
Up and down every day.
No, every day for yes,
right. If you have a work and all
this. This team run out of kettle sooner or later.
Once me have got more than one girl, it can't be the same two fucking girls. You sick in the head.
Pamela, Chanela,
Peaches and Sandra, Misha, Keisha, King Karen, Cassandra, Smokey, Nicole, Pamela, Patara. Me a bumbleclad girl. Once you say is not one, is the multitude.
Yeah. If it's many, many,
for you.
Many.
For you, sir.
All right, hold on. We're going to answer your question. Can I ask a very direct question? Can polyamory be a solution to manage infidelity?
The fucker will say I go on.
But you don't do that shit. That is bullshit. You see the image? Alright, look at the picture. You see the three girls them stand up.
Oh wait.
And you are one.
Them lying.
Who is the fucking girl?
Teamwork.
Who is the fucking girl?
Yeah, it's him on the bitch.
Of course it's him on the bumba clad girl.
Like, you know what's funny?
Baby.
You know what's funny?
Fuck off,
hold on.
Me stand up and let the chair them come kiss me.
Hold on.
We don't go be no girl crowd.
Fuck you, Nata.
In a row.
And people always ask them bumba clad and say, yo, me are the dog style, yo, me are the real G. Not that fuck.
All right. So hold on.
Let me hear my finger.
So clearly Craig is very passionate about this.
Yeah.
For others, hell no. Zane, can you hear what now? Again, remember, you know, Neo aside, just ignore, say, coffee start off with Neo.
Yeah.
Zane, the fact that polyamory is a consensual relationship across a group of people that all decide that we are in a relationship together. The living arrangement may vary. In some instances, they all occupy the same domestic space. In other instances, there is a little bit of a difference where them live or whatever. But
if, the key is consent.
Right. And what are they?
And if them 2, 3, 4, 5 people are satisfied with it, you think them good with it?
Yeah, if it works, okay. It works. Because one of the key parts of polyamory is
consent.
Well, yeah, A, consent, and B, honesty.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I said, sir? So we're
you know, you're gonna jump up.
No, hey, papi, I live on the 5th floor. Don't ask me.
Right? No, yeah. But honesty, because. On all agree, say yo, here what? Stacy, Rebecca, Jessica, Tasha,
Shanetta.
Shanetta.
Palette.
Opal, Peaches.
Opal, Peaches.
It is going to be.
Marsha, same
it one. Is going to be all of us.
The key is not honesty, the key is acceptance.
And that too. No, and that too.
Ding, we need a bell for that.
For everything.
In life.
Everything.
Is what you can manage.
Learn youth is accept.
Yeah, but you want to get accepted right too.
As long as you accept it.
As long as you accept it and own your lie, you know, it become your truth.
So you can change my argument and then say, oh, but you are dishonest. No, and that you need accept.
With that said, ladies and gentlemen.
Let me do the outro today. The state of black.
Let me do the outro.
Almost here. You're something, man. You're something.
One again.
Get it up on me, Veranda. I get like Opal, Peaches, and Sandra. Keisha, Kim, Karen, Cassandra. Smoke and Nicole, Pamela, Pat, and Randa. Hear about the anchor run. Go tell Sandra. Sandra, bring Carla, Simone, and Samantha. Lisa, Patricia, Carolina, Bianca. Cut and go to win up at night of Pampa.
That name.
Acceptance.
Until next week, people, big up on the cell. Unscripted.